So, hey, everybody, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is, well, you know what this is. This is the Bumper Podcast, because you can hear me lisping. So you obviously automatically are like, oh, this is the show where the host and every person on it lisps, even if they're a robot or a pig. Cool. Well, I'm a little bit, I have a kerfuffle. I was going through the script for today, and...
Bro, did you just say this is script?
Oh, hey, Pig.
Yeah, hey, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig. Did you just say that there was a script for this show? This is a... What? What are you talking about? There's no way this is scripted.
Bro, it is 100% scripted, and if you check your cubby, that's where, in the mailroom, that's where all the scripts have been for every single episode. And if you're not checking them, then I'm assuming there's just a huge pile.
I don't know.
Wait.
What?
Is this why you haven't been paying your rent? You've never actually even paid your rent. This doesn't make any... Come on, dude. There's a mail room. You've got a mail slot. It goes into a cubby.
Okay, first things first. No one ever told me that I was going to have to pay for this. And if they did, I probably would have been living somewhere else, okay? Because let's be honest, the accommodations maybe ain't as up to snuff as you think today is. And by the way, if I were to pay rent, I would expect some things. Some frivolities, if you will. I would expect a stocked refrigerator. I would expect a bathroom to be caked in mud because you know what pigs like? A little bit of a mud bath. And there's some other things, too.
Okay.
I don't think I get all the channels.
What do you mean you'll get all the channels? We get all the channels. We get the big package.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. I checked.
Like, seriously, all you... Do you want to go through it?
Right now?
No, not right now.
Well, when do you want to do this? Because if we're going to do this, like, if we're going to be complaining about everything here at headquarters, then I don't... Maybe that we start there. We start with the channels, and we work our way from... zero?
There ain't no zero. That's just... There's no...
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, we start from wherever the channels start, okay. And we go all the way through them.
Well, if you ain't got zero, then it ain't
all
of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
See how it works, Bumper Car? You said you got all the channels, and then I caught you in a loophole, and now your contract is expired, and now not only did I not pay rent, but I will be seeing you in a court of law whereby I believe you will owe me some sort of restitution for the pain and suffering that I have experienced since I have been living here.
So wait, just because you don't have the zeros?
Exactly.
That doesn't...
Because
come
I
on.
Ain't got the 00 channel zero, okay?
No, it's not okay. And I don't... Oh, no.
Hello.
This is not how I wanted my...
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Rufus T.
Exactly.
Rufus, lawyer to headquarters for all of our legal woes.
That is exactly correct. It is I, Rufus T. Rufus, and I've jumped into the fray this morning. I am, if I can stand the heat, and so I will be staying in the kitchen. The pot is on the stove, and the burner is on high, and there is oil in the pan with a little bit of butter so that it doesn't smoke, and so you get your flavor. And I'm going to hop in to that hot pan in that hot oil on that hot stove in that hot kitchen because, again, Rufus D. Rufus can take the heat. And now what I understand, first things first.
Oh, stop.
How come I never got a script for this show, huh?
What are you talking about?
If I'm the lawyer, I feel like I should be reading and resuscitating the words that are going to be spoken on a weekly basis.
Are you supposed to be checking your mail slot, evidently? Have you been to the mail? I didn't even know there was a mail room. Evidently, there's some sort of... money that's owed to someone.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, listen, both of you just stop. There's no legal issues. Pig, I will go to the mailroom. We'll go through the scripts. We can organize them, and then you can actually check them out and look and see what's there and what's kind of... What I mean, every week I send you guys stuff. I always wonder why things go off the rails, and now I know. Completely scripted. From the first episode, the Bumper Podcast... It's got everyone's name who's supposed to be on it. It's got like the synopsis at the beginning of the episode, and you know, this is so I put in so much work. I type those out manually individual, every single one, I type out manually on a typewriter because I don't want there to be a digital copy, because then that's going to leak out on the internet and everyone's going to know what the episode is all about. And, you know, if you, spoilers, but if you put that stuff out, then people aren't going to listen because they're like, why would I bother listening to your episode if I already know exactly what's going to happen?
Give it. Hold on, son. Now, son. Now, say, listen to me. Nobody listens to this show. I mean, we've been looking at the numbers. We've been looking at the downloads. We've been looking at all of your analytic metrics. I know a few more words now than I used to know because I took class at the mall where they told me I am now officially certified not only to be your lawyer, but also to be your information technology overlord. So what I can do is boot up a server for you. I can boost your RAM. I can change the batteries in your mouse. I can do all of these things on top of providing with you the best lawyering in this town, in this whole place. So, back to square one. When this show started, I was under the interpretation that this was an improvised show and that there would be no scripting, because you see, that requires a completely different contract from the players. Now, that would be Mr. Doodle Poodle. That would be Mr. Robot. That would be whatever that pirate man was called. I believe there was Uttercat. Anyway, anyone who's been on this show will have to sign this on the dotted line. You understand? It's not exactly a dotted line. It's a straight line. Very thin. Looks a little bit dotted in the right light, but you understand, I will put a post-it note with an arrow pointing to where they need to sign. You understand? And if they don't sign, my friend, every single episode is gonna have to go bye-bye.
Now you say, now that sounds like a threat, like he's gonna take every single episode of the Bumper Podcast away. But to me, it sounds like you're doing a service to the community. It sounds like you're helping people out. You're like, I'm gonna, there's this jetsam floating around the ocean. I'm gonna take it out and we're gonna clean it up so that the whales don't eat whatever you're putting out, okay? So that's environmentally friendly, it's environmentally safe, and I like it. I appreciate it. Rufus, not only are you our IT overlord, not only are you our lawyer, but evidently, you're also our environmental wizard. So thank you so much for keeping the planet fresh and safe for me and mine.
No.
Totally into time.
Okay, well, if you say me and mine, that's putting on an assumption that there's more than, there's just you. There's just you. There's, you don't go out of the house. I mean, which is cool, it's fine. I'm just saying, and I don't know why I'm sticking on that as my sticking point, because I'm kind of freaking out. Rufus, you can't keep coming into the show and threatening to take the whole show away. That makes you the villain of the show. Which is fine, I guess, because people seem to like villains these days. Why do people have to be mean to people? We don't need villains. The world is tough enough. I always say that. Everyone should be nice to each other. Why? Just the other day, I had to drop my car off at the shop because it had a hole in the tire. And I said to the guy, well, how long do you think this will take? He said, well, there's a lot of cars in front of you, probably a couple hours. And I was like, whoa, until you can even see it? He was like, yeah. And so I walked 2 miles home. Good for me, right? Uphill, both ways. But on the walk home, there was a woman who was kind of lost seeming. And I was like, hey, how can I help you? And she had ridden the bus. And the bus dropped her off at the wrong place. And she was like, how do I get to? And she told me the name of the place. And it gave me the address. And so I found it on the map. And I was like, see this blue dot here? That's you. You're blue. She's like, I'm a blue dot. And I was like, I know. I'm a blue dot too. Maybe we're both blue dots. I don't know. And I was like, but see this red dot? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, that's where you got to go. And she's like, that looks far. And I was like, it is 2.14 miles. And she was like, nope. But here's the thing. I took her back to the bus stop because she had an hour and a half. And I said, just wait here. When the bus comes, make sure you get off. And I told her where to get off and everything. And I made her day. Because why? Because you got to help people. You got to help strangers. Because, you know, you don't know what situation they're in. And you don't know if one day you're going to be in a situation where you need help, too. And so then what do? You're going to look for somebody to help you. And hopefully, the world's going to be a nice place, and it's going to help you out. As opposed to somebody coming in and threatening to take away my podcast, which this is episode 327 of. And, you know, and I haven't even gotten to, I'm riled. I'm a little bit riled now. I haven't even gotten to the whole paying rent thing.
Listen, I was looking through, I went back down to the mailroom while you was yipping and yapping, and I found some papers, and I found there was a lease agreement that was never signed, I never saw that, and so my assumption is, I thought I was supposed to be getting an allowance to help you out with all these escapades that you put forth, but I ain't seen none of that. So, what I propose is clean slate, wipe it clean, tabula rasa, and then we move forward. I don't owe you nothing. You don't currently owe me nothing, but that will, you know, it's going to build up the more I talk on the show. And then we just go from there.
Now, gentlemen, I understand. I'm listening, and it makes sense to me. What I've done is I have signed up for MailChimp, and I'm going to start a newsletter that's going to have a form in it. I will send it to both of you. You will fill out this form, and this will act as a contract, which I will store in the cloud, and my documents in the cloud. I will send it a password-protected Excel spreadsheet file, and I believe that that's going to clarify everything. And if you check my wiki page, and you understand that's going to be all on there for y'all to read. Now, if you need to, I could push it on Git, and then you could move that forward as well. I'm very nimble, might you understand. I got to be quick and be ready to move.
I'm actually astounded that you knew all of those words. Those are very technical words. You really, that mall class really did you right. Fine. All right, we're going to figure all this out. You're going to send the form. I'm going to read your wiki. We're going to do all that. We're going to push it on Git, whatever all that stuff is, right? And next week, though, I would very much appreciate it if you guys could check your mail slots, because we'll have the script in there. It's usually there by Wednesday or Thursday so that you guys can get into character and figure out what you're supposed to be talking about. And if you had to research anything, I don't know how method you are for your podcasting, but I feel like we're on the right track now, finally. And moving forward, I'm pretty sure that things are going to be amazing.